the Edwin V. Johnson Newsroom, WHAB, presents the Open Mic Show with Jack Bevilacqua. Make your voice heard. Call 978-374-1900. That's 978-374-1900 or email jack@whab.net.
Welcome back to the Open Mic. I'm Jack Bevilacqua here every Monday night from 6:30 until 8:30 at WHAV.net, WHAV.tv, WHAV.mobi on your cell phone, AM 1640, Channel 8 in Haverhill, Channel 8 in Andover, 22 in Haverhill, 8 and 22 on Comcast in Methuen, Channel 32 on Verizon Fios in Methuen, and Channel 17 in Southern New Hampshire. We're going to be here until 8:30 tonight, and if you'd like to discuss the issues of the day, feel free. I haven't been down to see the mural on Essex Street.
I don't think the mural is up yet.
Well, what's that woman talking about, I wonder?
The mural is actually being done on a variety of canvas, and it's going to be hung from the building.
Really?
Well, and to counter what that person and I believe you're going to say, I believe that if Team Haverhill did it on the building, well, somebody would complain about the building being graffitied by historic pictures.
Yeah, and those things, I don't like putting it actually on the building.
Right.
I would prefer to put it on canvas.
Versus it being put on canvas where you can it can be removed, it can be redone, and I happen to think it's actually a pretty neat visual history. Aside from your opinions on Team Haverhill.
I'm not a big fan of Team Haverhill, but...
But why?
I think they're a bunch of self-serving, pat themselves on the back, and they don't do a hell of a lot of anything. So that's
they're putting up a giant mural in downtown Haverhill.
Yeah, big deal. What's that do for Haverhill? Nothing.
It's history.
It doesn't do
anything.
It's
preserving
anything.
History.
It's a waste of money, in my opinion.
Well, it's not your money that's being wasted.
It's somebody's money that's being wasted.
I believe it's private money.
Well, it could be put to better use. So, anyway.
Instead of naming the stadium?
Naming the stadium is just a plain old bad idea. Putting parking meters in your neighborhood makes more sense to me. So, yeah, it does. Well,
sign me up. I'll be the first person to petition that one.
Yeah. Well, put parking meters down by the train station.
Well, speaking of the train station, the big worry with this... with his new garage downtown, which, by the way, looks really nice.
Yeah, they're really putting that up quite fast.
And it looks outstanding.
Yeah, they're doing a good job with that.
The big worry is that they're going to close Bradford Station. This is not fact. This is a rumor. This is a train rumor.
Oh, these are all the yahoos on the train.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Quite frankly, I'm glad I'm not taking the train every Friday now. I'm not missing much.
You're not missing a darn thing.
No.
But
the speculation is that because they're opening up this new garage, that people aren't going to park in Bradford anymore, so they're going to get rid of the Bradford train station. Especially if the layover moves up to Plastow.
But that's not going to happen because Plastow is too cheap.
No, I think it may.
But I don't care if they close Bradford or not. Well, why would I care?
Well, I would.
Oh, I know. You might have to walk another half mile. Big deal.
Somebody might have to drop me off. Or I'll have to drive and park.
Well, but
wait
a minute.
For me, it's great. I walk down the street and I'm at the train station.
I know, but wait a minute. I'm trying to think, which for me, as you know, is difficult.
That's why I smell smoke in the studio.
Wait a minute. I mean, this new parking garage is going to be a fee to park in it.
Yep.
Well, how much?
Probably in the range of $3.50, $4.
Okay, so it's $4 to park in Bradford. And who cares?
Well, the problem is there are some people who feel that...
But there's plenty of parking in Haverhill now that's not used, so it doesn't make any sense.
Keep talking. I have to deal with the phone call.
You have to understand the train people. There's nobody on that train who really knows what they're talking about. So I don't see them closing the Bradford train station because, the city, there's a big piece of property there, the Ornstein property, which may have some value for residential development because that train station is there. Hello, you're on the open mic. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's up?
I haven't called your show for a long time.
Yeah, thank God.
Want to ask a question about trash pickup. If someone puts a mattress out for trash in front of their house, will they pick it up?
Well, they used to. They were going to stop doing that. I don't know if that's still the situation. So don't ask me. What do I know?
Yeah, I mean, I know that there was that big bed bug hysteria about a year ago.
Yes.
Yeah, and they stopped picking up mattresses. But is there a dump that we can take things like that to?
A dump? Yeah, up by Mark LeMay's house. That's the dump. No, there is no dump. Well, you can call Mellow Disposal in Georgetown. They have a transfer station there, and I don't know if they take mattresses or not.
All right. What about Covanta, formerly known as Ogden Martin?
I don't think you can drive it over there on top of your car. I think you have to hire someone to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I might try the sidewalk, and if that doesn't work, I'll think of something else.
Okay. Very good.
Or else
call the Board of Health. 978-374.
Yeah, I'd start with a call to the DPW and see if they can lead you in the right direction.
Somebody.
I know electronics they do a couple times a year. Hazardous waste they do, like paint and stuff like that.
Yeah, but mattresses. They used to take mattresses. I don't know if they do or not anymore.
No, I think that's you're right about having to take it over to Georgetown.
Yeah, take it to Mellow.
Yeah, and you pull in, and they weigh you, and then you pull up, and then you weigh on the way out. And you
that's
pay
right, you're all set. Okay. So,
they take anything over there.
I know. It's kind of scary, I guess.
Well, serious story. We redid our bathroom last year, and all the bathroom stuff, from the tub to the tiles to sheetrock to toilet to you name it, they took it. Pull in with a trailer. They weigh the trailer. You pull back. You unload. Come back out. Boom. Done. Gone. Bye.
Yeah. So there you go. Just
history.
Take all your trash to Georgetown. We're not on the air in Georgetown. If we were, we'd be off the air by
now.
Well,
no, it's a viable business. It's got to go somewhere, and why not? They seem to be doing pretty good with it.
And they've been there for a long time, and there hasn't been any trouble. There hasn't been any investigations or any issues there. So it's very, very well run. Haverhill, there is a limit as to how much you can put out. I don't think it's enforced. And it ought to be.
No, it's not enforced.
It should be. I mean, you can find a trash truck down there on somewhere, and you got somebody with like 1,800 barrels out there.
But, Jack, let me ask you this question. How do you enforce it with, like, a three-family?
Well, since I wrote the regulation, I can answer that.
Oh, no. You actually have authority on something?
I wrote
They let you on a board?
Yeah, I actually wrote the trash regulations for the city of Haverhill. So,
how fitting is Jack writing trash regulation?
Yeah, I know, really. I know a lot about trash. The way it's worded is each dwelling unit gets so many barrels of MSW.
Okay, so I have a single family.
So you get, like, I think four, and I forget the number. I wrote it, but I don't remember.
Four barrels.
Four, and the size of the barrel is written down in the regulation.
Right. Well, I have a traditional, you know, whatever, 30.
Okay, well, let's say, for example, I don't remember what it is, so don't hold me to this.
No.
Each dwelling unit gets three barrels of MSW.
MSW. What is MSW?
Municipal solid waste.
See, municipal solid waste.
That's trash talk.
See, you're learning me something here, Jack. I'm afraid.
Yeah, okay. And then you can have unlimited barrels of recycling.
Right.
You can have 1,000 barrels of recycling.
Which I find ironic.
Well, the city gets paid for the recycling.
Oh.
And the city has to pay Covanta.
So are we prostituting ourselves for recycling?
No.
Oh. But we're prostituting ourselves for putting the name on the stadium.
Oh, you are, you whore.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what do you think of that?
I see how this works.
Yeah.
We can prostitute ourselves and make money off
how do I get
of
rid
people's
of this guy?
Glass.
How do I shut this
and
guy
cardboard.
Off?
But we can't prostitute ourselves by putting a name on a stadium.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
The city of Haverhill should
ironic
be
in the world of Jack.
What is this thing?
What is this thing? What did you just hand
look
him?
Look at this, WHAV.
Please don't confuse him.
Official form
we have official forms now?
Yeah.
Instead of the little pieces of paper?
Make sure when you write, you put your pinky up.
What?
that's
we're all fancy now.
You don't see that one, but since there's only one entry.
Okay. Okay.
We're all fancy now.
I know. We're getting way too organized.
I know.
Here.
It's almost
the winner
like a real
of
radio
the cake
station here.
Is Jeff. Jeff, you take the cake.
Yay.
From Emily's Bakery. If I had a decent producer, there'd be some music.
Yeah, I know. If you had a decent producer, you'd have. Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So you can have. So that answers your question about trash.
Well, no, I have so many questions about trash.
If there are three dwelling units, you take the number of barrels of MSW per
floor
per dwelling unit.
Okay.
Up to but big apartment buildings and condos are not eligible for
pickup. No, they have to have dumpsters.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. Are we done?
No, we're not done.
Okay.
We have 2 minutes.
Oh, my. Any more trash questions?
Yeah, I find it ironic about the whole we can prostitute ourselves and make money off of cardboard and glass and plastic.
You are ineligible to do the open mic.
Why is that?
You're not smart enough.
Oh, okay. I'm not smart enough. I think it's more like I challenge you, Jack.
It
doesn't
not,
take much, quite frankly.
I mean, selling trash, whatever. Okay.
No, I think it's a valid question.
Can we get an intelligent caller somewhere?
No, we're almost done. Unfortunately.
Oh. No, he just shot himself in the foot. Anyway.
I'm not a caller. I'm a co-host.
I know.
Okay. Hey, it's been a pleasure sitting here with you tonight.
Oh,
Jack.
Mark, it's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
I do have fun. We don't make the big bucks, but we try to have a good time. And by the way, let me see. I'm getting, and I hope they don't make me wear a jockey uniform.
No, you will not be wearing a jockey uniform.
Good.
We're done, Jack.
We're done.
Say goodnight, everybody.
That's it for the open mic for tonight. Thank you for listening.
Open mic!
Join Jack Bevilacqua live on the open mic again next Monday night at 6:30. The opinions expressed on the open mic show are not necessarily those of WHAV, its underwriters, or affiliated stations. The open mic show came to you from the Edwin B. Johnson Newsroom.